You who speak of a moral instinct, as if it were some separate endowment opposed to reason. Man's reason is his moral faculty. A process of reason is a process of constant choice in answer to the question, true or false. Right or wrong? Is a seed to be planted in soil in order to grow? Right or wrong? Is a man's wound to be disinfected in order to save his life? Right or wrong? Does the nature of atmospheric electricity permit it to be converted into kinetic power? Right or wrong? It is the answers to such questions that gave you everything you have. And the answers came from a man's mind. A mind of intransigent devotion to that which is right. A rational process is a moral process. You may make an error at any step of it with nothing to protect you but your own severity. Or you may try to cheat, to fake the evidence and evade the effort of your quest. But if devotion to truth is the hallmark of morality, then there is no greater, nobler, more heroic form of devotion than the act of a man who assumes the responsibility of thinking. That which you call your soul or spirit is your consciousness, and that which you call free will is your mind's freedom to think or not. The only will you have, your only freedom, the choice that controls all the choices you make and determines your life and your character. Thinking is man's only basic virtue, from which all the others proceed, and his basic vice, the source of all his evils, is that nameless act which all of you practice, but struggle never to admit, the act of blanking out, the willful suspension of one's consciousness, the refusal to think. Not blindness, but the refusal to see. Not ignorance, but the refusal to know. It is the act of unfocusing your mind and inducing an inner fog to escape the responsibility of judgment, on the unstated premise that a thing will not exist if only you refuse to identify it, that A will not be A so long as you do not pronounce the verdict. It is. Non-thinking is an act of annihilation, a wish to negate existence, an attempt to wipe out reality. But existence exists. Reality is not to be wiped out. It will merely wipe out the wiper by refusing to say, it is. You are refusing to say, I am. By suspending your judgment, you are negating your person. When a man declares, who am I to know? He is declaring, who am I to live? This, in every hour and every issue, is your basic moral choice. Thinking or non-thinking, existence or non-existence, A or non-A, entity or zero. To the extent to which a man is rational, life is the premise directing his actions. To the extent to which he is irrational, the premise directing his actions is death. You who prattle that morality is social, and that man would need no morality on a desert island, it is on a desert island that he would need it most. Let him try to claim, when there are no victims to pay for it, that a rock is a house, that sand is clothing, that food will drop into his mouth without cause or effort, that he will collect a harvest tomorrow by devouring his stock seed today. And reality will wipe him out as he deserves. Reality will show him that life is a value to be bought, and that thinking is the only coin noble enough to buy it. If I were to speak your kind of language, I would say that man's only moral commandment is, thou shalt think. But a moral commandment is a contradiction in terms. The moral is the chosen, not the forced, the understood, not the obeyed. The moral is the rational, and reason accepts no commandments. My morality, the morality of reason, is contained in a single axiom, existence exists, and in a single choice, to live. The rest proceeds from these. To live, man must hold three things as the supreme and ruling values of his life, reason, purpose, self-esteem. Reason as his only tool of knowledge, purpose as his choice of the happiness which that tool must proceed to achieve. Self-esteem as his inviolate certainty that his man is competent to think and his person is worthy of happiness, which means is worthy of living. These three values imply and require all of man's virtues, and all his virtues pertain to the relation of existence and consciousness. Rationality, independence, integrity, honesty, justice, productiveness, pride, Rationality is the recognition of the fact that existence exists, that nothing can alter the truth and nothing can take precedence over that act of perceiving it, which is thinking, that the mind is one's only judge of values and one's only guide of action, that reason is an absolute that permits no compromise, that a concession to the irrational invalidates one's consciousness and turns it from the task of perceiving to the task of faking reality, that the alleged shortcut to knowledge, which is faith, is only a short circuit destroying the mind, that the acceptance of a mystical invention is a wish for the annihilation of existence, and properly annihilates one's consciousness. Independence is the recognition of the fact that yours is the responsibility of judgment, and nothing can help you escape it, that no substitute can do your thinking, as no pinch hitter can live your life, that the vilest form of self-abasement and self-destruction is the subordination of your mind to the mind of another, the acceptance of an authority over your brain, the acceptance of his assertions as facts, his say-so as truth, his edicts as middleman between your consciousness and your existence. Integrity is the recognition of the fact that you cannot fake your consciousness, just as honesty is the recognition of the fact that you cannot fake existence, that man is an indivisible entity, an integrated unit of two attributes, of matter and consciousness, and that he may permit no breach between body and mind, between action and thought, between his life and his convictions, that, like a judge impervious to public opinion, he may not sacrifice his convictions to the wishes of others, be it the whole of mankind shouting pleas or threats against him, that courage and confidence are practical necessities, that courage is the practical form of being true to existence, of being true to truth, and confidence is the practical form of being true to one's own consciousness. Honesty is the recognition of the fact that the unreal is unreal and can have no value, that neither love nor fame nor cash is a value if obtained by fraud, that an attempt to gain a value by deceiving the mind of others is an act of raising your victims to a position higher than reality, where you become a pawn of their blindness, a slave of their non-thinking and their evasions, while their intelligence, their rationality, their perceptiveness become the enemies you have to dread and flee, that you do not care to live as a dependent, least of all a dependent on the stupidity of others, or as a fool whose source of values is the fools he succeeds in fooling, that honesty is not a social duty, not a sacrifice for the sake of others, but the most profoundly selfish virtue man can practice, his refusal to sacrifice the reality of his own existence to the deluded consciousness of others. Justice is the recognition of the fact that you cannot fake the character of men as you cannot fake the character of nature, that you must judge all men as conscientiously as you judge inanimate objects, with the same respect for truth, with the same incorruptible vision, by as pure and as rational a process of identification, that every man must be judged for what he is and treated accordingly, that just as you do not pay a higher price for a rusty chunk of scrap than for a piece of shining metal, so you do not value a rotter above a hero, that your moral appraisal is the coin paying men for their virtues or vices, and this payment demands of you as scrupulous an honor as you bring to financial transactions, that to withhold your contempt from men's vices is an act of moral counterfeiting, and to withhold your admiration for their virtues is an act of moral embezzlement, that to place any other concern higher than justice is to devaluate your moral currency and defraud the good in favor of the evil, since only the good can lose by a default of justice, and only the evil can profit, and that the bottom of the pit at the end of that road, the act of moral bankruptcy, is to punish men for their virtues and reward them for their vices, that is the collapse to full depravity, the black mass of the worship of death, the dedication of your consciousness to the destruction of existence.